Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Always fresh char-grilled hamburgers. Stop by Cookout for a cookout tray and ice-cold Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with Tyler County winner Lee Brightwell. Then we'll speak with the winner from Farmer City, Matt Raymer, and we'll have a conversation with Toledo winner Cody Stickler. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start in Ohio at Eldora, the Dream. Jonathan Davenport gets that one. Ryan Jordan and Kyle Moore victorious at Attica. Cap Henry back in victory lane at Fremont. Chaz Wolpert and Dale Blaney getting the checkers at Sharon. Jackson County to Stephen Parton. Wayne County to Danny Muma. Max Dembaugh wins again at Lima Land. And Goods goes to David Ennis. Kokomo, Indiana. Jacob Denny comes from 17th to get the victory. Parker Leake a winner at Miami County. Salem to Carter Stark. Caleb Burge victorious at Anderson. Lincoln, Illinois to Mitchell Javis, while Cash Kinsey wins again at Viola. Kentucky at Thunder Mountain to Logan Wells. A.J. Hicks gets a win at Willard. Knoxville, Iowa. Tyler Courtney parks it at Victory Lane. Travis Denning the same at Maquoketa. Independence to Brendan Chip. Denny Woodworth wins Lee County. English Creek to Brody Tucker. C.J. Horn getting the checkers at 34. Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway to Chris Snyder. Jeff Weaver Jr. a nice win at Mercer. J-Town to Will Hemminger. John Lee wins Marion Center. And at Latrobe, it's Jonathan Taylor. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, first-time Hot Mod winner from Tyler County Speedway, Leah Brightwell. Hey, Leah, welcome to the show. Man, great-looking yellow car, Hot Mod. Is that kind of just a modified with a little, you know, less engine package kind of beginner thing? Is that really what the class is all about?
Yeah.
And how did you get into running Hot Mods?
I started out in mini wedges, and I raced mini wedges for about 3 years, and then it was a lot of drama, not like, you know, saying bad stuff about it, but it was a lot of drama. So my dad kind of just got tired of it, and he was like, you know what, you ready to move up? I was like, heck yeah. So he got me a hot mod from one of his buddies, and we kind of just started from there.
So the mini wedges, that was when you were younger. How old are you now winning here in Hot Mods?
13
years old and a veteran in the Hot Mod class. But it took a little bit of work there. But over the winter, the yellow car that I see in Victory Lane, you had a special friend that you've dedicated this car to. What can you tell us about the car itself and why, you know, that tribute is?
One of my best friends, he had a Ewing sarcoma, which is cancer in the bones, and it was really heartbreaking. So I decided to just do a little tribute for him because, you know, he was my best friend. And so.
Wow, I bet he was certainly proud watching as the laps wound down and Leah Brightwell took that bright yellow car Hot Mod to Victory Lane at Tyler County Speedway. She's our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. So I saw the different posts out there, and everybody was excited about this one. I thought you started like row three or so and then ended up in a 15-lap feature, making what they said was an absolute whale of a last lap pass for the win. Kind of help me as we get to the last laps or so. What was going through your mind? You've made some passes, but now you've got one more car. How do you know when it's time and how do you get it done?
I didn't really know if it would work or not because the track had a lot of character and there wasn't really the smoothest lines, but it was good enough for me to get her up there. I was bottom to top, back to the bottom, back up to the top, and finally, last lap, I just railed her all the way around the track on the top and made pretty clean pass.
Wow. high, wide, and looking good all the way to the finish, way up there on the top of the bank track at Tyler County, West Virginia, Tyler County Speedway. Our guest making the last lap pass to put Leah Brightwell into victory lane in her special yellow tribute hot mod car over the last weekend. Unbelievable there. You know, when you're coming out of four and you could see the flagman starting to lean over and now the checkers are unfurling, what's going through your mind as this is happening, Leah? You're a winner.
Oh, I can say it was definitely really emotional, and I was just so overjoyed, so proud of myself, and I didn't believe it at first. I was like, wait, what just happened? What the heck? Like, I felt like just like that, the race was over. I mean, there's a lot of cautions that were, like, perfectly placed. Jaden definitely helped me with that.
You know, sometimes you got to have somebody riding there, and Jaden riding alongside of Leah Brightwell, our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline, as she took it up to the top of the banking, poured it on through three, through four, and came out with the victory at Tyler County Speedway in the hot mod category. Amazing stuff. How's your family been in racing? You said dad got you a mod from somebody, but, you know, has the family been in racing for a while?
My great uncle, Jerry Brightwell, he started out in a four cylinder and his number was 79, just like mine. I think when I was first born in like 2011, 2010, my dad first started racing, and he started out in hot mod too. He started from pretty much nothing because nobody else in our family raced, and he was around my Uncle Jerry a lot, but he never really talked to him about racing and stuff, so he just kind of learned himself. And back in 2019, he got a
We got to leave it there. We got to leave it there. Time's running out on us, but I know dad's proud. Yeah. Your friend is proud. And that bright yellow hot mod ending up in victory lane with our guest of the ProFab Hotline, Leah Brightwell. Congratulations. Thanks for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off-the-grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh, man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
At Hunt Brothers Pizza, you can choose from 10 toppings at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place your order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Find your nearest location at huntbrotherspizza.com and follow me, Joey Logano, all season long.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hi, this is Brett McMillan. If you want a show with no limits on opinions, join us each week for The Pit Reporters.
It proves that these guys are of the elite motorsports level. Being able to win the way that he did, I think, means even more that there weren't any fenders being put to anybody. And for those guys to show what they can do to race cleanly on a road course, they've certainly proved what they can do.
We're starting to see the top competitors become top road course racers.
Join us each week for The Pit Reporters.
Hi, this is Doug Rice at PRN. Join me for another great episode of Fast Talk.
We have NASCAR Hall of Famer Kurt Busch. What does a much older, wiser Kurt Busch want to tell Carson Hocevar?
Well, let's bust out all the VHS tapes and you can watch all my mistakes. Try not to do those, Carson. I like what he's doing. He's learning and he's putting his time in up front.
That's Fast Talk right here on PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline. An extraordinary win at Farmer City found our guest, Matt Raymer, in victory lane. Hey, Matt, welcome to the show. Going from 12th, the back of the field, so to speak, all the way up to a victory in the vintages at Farmer City is in itself enough to do an interview about, but I want to get to some other parts of this that I saw you post on social media. Let's start with, where does Matt Raymer get his love for racing? Where did it begin?
Oh, my love of racing started. My father raced back in the early 80s, and it just took off from there. So I remember going to the racetrack at 5 years old, sitting up at the grandstand, watching them race.
Oh, my. Those had to have been some great days. You bring your little cars and play even back then?
Well, I did that. And then, I've met a lot of friends over the years that I still race with. So, you know, we were kids, we grew up with it. And then, that we were competitors against each other. So it's definitely been something in my life for quite a while.
Matt Raymer, Farmer City winner in the vintage category, our guest of the ProFabrication.com hotline. So I saw that you said after winning races, you know, throughout the career, was this the most emotional victory lane you had had? Is that correct?
Oh yeah, definitely was the most emotional. Last August.
Hold on, Matt. Before we get to there, I want to get back to this because I really thought that post was correct. And we're on the ProFabrication.com hotline with Matt Raymer, vintage category winner at Farmer City, but wait till you hear the story behind it. Matt is our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including Gasco gaskets, just a click of a mouse away at ProFabrication.com. So back to racing in general, what makes racing such a special part of grassroots and all part of your life, Matt Raymer?
Well, with the vintage that I was racing the other night, it's just nice to have the vintage cars out there because we're running the old style cars. You know, people can connect with them. We've got cars with characters on them, like, you know, Paw Patrol and Lightning McQueen and stuff. So the kids get interested in it too. So, but the vintage cars, you know, the people can relate to them. The car I was driving has a 59 Pontiac body on it. You know, so you know.
But you were also talking about as a kid, you now race against some of the kids that you raced back, you know, I believe you're in your late 40s, maybe 50. Is it those connections and others along the way from that little rascal in the grandstands watching his pop out there racing?
Pretty much. Yeah. I grew up with a lot of the guys I raced with still in the vintage series. You know, we grew up together. We played in the grandstands. We cheered for our parents, you know, racing and things like that. And we, you know, back in the day, we'd have parties and we'd have, you know, cookouts afterwards and stuff like that. So, yeah, I grew up with these guys, you know, even though they're not like right next door type stuff, you know, they're still family.
Family, family, family. That's what's racing. It seems to be the common thread throughout any form we get to chat with. And we're speaking with vintage category winner from Farmer City Raceway, started in the back of the field and took the victory, Matt Raymer. But last year, late last summer, Matt Raymer almost lost all contact with racing and certainly had a much bigger challenge to go over than winning at any track. What happened in August of last year that was such a game changer for you at that point, Matt?
Well, it just started off just a normal Wednesday afternoon, and all of a sudden I started feeling really weird, and I ended up having a stroke. So got to the hospital, and you know, they treated me really fast. The doctors were really good. They transported me to a larger hospital, and they were just excellent. How, you know, took care of me really well, and found out that the cause of the stroke was caused by I believe they call it a PFO, where I had a hole that was between two of the chambers of my heart that's hereditary. So I had the stroke, and then October I had surgery in the heart, and yeah, I didn't know if I'd ever get back in a race car, let alone win.
Wow, what a journey to that moment, and the toughness and the resiliency and all the rest that we'll get to as we go here. Farmer City race winner Matt Raymer, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. So we got a couple minutes left, looking out early November, December. The weather's coming in Illinois. It's not race season, but you're not ready for race season. What's going through your mind, and what was the game changer that re-inspired you, to get up and get going, because racing was going to be here in 2025?
I always knew I was going to try to get back in the car, no matter what. I was going to try to get back in the car. And my oldest son races also. He runs the Vintage Series too. And last year he dominated. He won 5 out of 7 events and stuff. And, you know, he'd been talking smack and everything like that. It was just one of the things, you know, I'm going to get back in the car. We're going to go out and just see what happens. You know, I didn't even run the heat race the other night at Farmer. I just thought, you know what, we're going to start at the back of the feature. We're not going to push it. And took the green, and the car felt really, really well. And yeah, it was just on from then. I made a couple of passes. I didn't know for sure if they were going to stick, and the car was just, it was good. It was just, it was amazing. The last 2 laps of the feature though was just like, I was just like, don't make any mistakes. You're leading the feature. Don't make any mistakes. And it was, when I took the checkered flag, I bawled like a baby all the way around. And it took me a good probably 5 minutes to get my bearings to get out of the car. I mean, it was just all those emotions in this, you know, my family taking care of me, and my wife alone is just the factor here. You know, she did everything she followed me to the hospital. She's the one actually the one that took me to the hospital, you know, and if it wasn't for her. And it's one of them things I tell people, if your body doesn't feel right, go get it checked out. Don't put it off. You know, if I could have put it off, and I wouldn't be talking to you today.
Well, he didn't put it off, and he got it done, did the work, and took the victory of first getting back on his feet and being able to get the car to the track, and then making it all the way back to Victory Lane at Farmer City. Our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. What an amazing story, from hospital bed all the way back to parking it in Victory Lane. Matt Raymer. Matt, where can we follow you on social media so we can keep up with this?
Well, I'm on Facebook, Matt Raymer. I'm from Mendota, Illinois. I'm also on Instagram. I believe it's Matt Ram 621.
And all the interview, the one important line I hope everybody takes away: if your body is telling you something, get checked out. And that's what Matt said, and we appreciate him doing it here on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system to keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at zmax.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Welcome to the land of the free, where we pledge allegiance to the flag, salute racing's rich history, and raise a drink to the new gladiators who dare take on the last great Coliseum. The Bass Pro Shops Night Race NASCAR Playoff Weekend returns to Bristol Motor Speedway September 11th through the 13th. Get a weekend package and a camping spot and make it a weekend to remember. It's not just a night race, it's Bristol, baby.
There's more at the Track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Get your NASCAR fix with PRN's Garage Pass.
It's hard to just turn it around in 1 week, but I wouldn't be shocked if we did.
I don't think the results have been what we have hoped for or expected, but I think the potential in the cars and the speed has been pretty good.
You know, it's a big deal already, so that's a, you know, big positive for us. So I think now it's just about working together and getting better.
I think the Penske cars are still elite when it comes to plate racing.
Hi, I'm Mark Garrow, tracking the latest racing news every weekday.
It's hard to believe in this day and age in the United States of America that children are hungry.
Our time on this planet is short. We have to give back to those in need.
Every child has a chance, no matter what obstacles they may encounter.
Never have we been taxed more as a society to help kids the way we are right now.
At Speedway Children's Charities,
our mission is simple.
Help every child we can.
Because all children
deserve joy
and hope
and love.
Cookout, always fresh char-grilled hamburgers. Stop by Cookout for a cookout tray and ice-cold Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. Welcome back to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline. You may have heard the term modified. The cars that are, you know, chopped in different ways to make race cars out of them. They're always sleek, whether they're on dirt, whether they're on pavement, whether they're big blocks, whether they're super mods. But we've got a winner of the Snowball Derby four times in a row, and coming off of his latest win in the Midwest Modified Tours, Glass City 50 at Toledo, Cody Stickler. Hey, man, welcome to the show. Sorry it's been so long to get you on, but I'm glad we figured out how to do this week. And what a win, first off and foremost, to grab the checkers at Toledo in front of the series defending champion Matt DeMint. What made that day work so well for you there? How did the race play out that you ended up in victory lane?
Yeah, thanks for having me. We unloaded pretty good there. Johnny Sapercona, RD, he had a good car right out of the trailer for us. So it was just a few minor things we changed, you know, and starting out front, you know, in the clean air, that was definitely a big deal. Being able to set the pace and stuff like that. Double Zero did get around us there for a little bit, but he was going pretty hard, and we sat back and rode there till we reeled him back in. And
how tough is that decision there? And hang on, we're talking to Cody Stickler, who won the Midwest Modified Tours Glass City 50 at Toledo. So the other guy gets around you, and you know it's kind of early for going full blast around in a race. But how do you feel that? Is somebody going, okay, well, it's 37 and a half laps into this 50. Go, Cody, go. Or are you feeling it through the seat of the pants, so to speak?
No, yeah, I feel like I've been in situations like that quite a bit. And, the 50-lap Midwest races and even at Pensacola and stuff like that. And I just knew it was too early to go and try to go the pace he was going, because he definitely was going pretty hard. I was just sitting back, buying my time, and waiting for him to come back to me.
Well, he came back to you, and our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, Cody Stickler, took the Glass City 50 last weekend at Toledo. He's our guest on the Profab hotline. And, I don't use this shyly, the best modified driver in the country, with guys like Kyle Strickler, not related to Cody, Stuart Freeze at Bentley Ward, and just a list that could go on and on of modified drivers from around. Four-time Snowball Derby winner, though, is a set of awards that are unique. Everybody thinks of the Snowball Derby as only for the pavement late models. What is this modified that you're driving that you've won all these snowballs in?
It's basically I guess like an IMCA modified. They used to call them like at New Smyrna during speed weeks. They're Florida mods now. They're quite different from, you know, the Mayhem Tour I run down here in the Midwest Tour, which, you know, like the Mayhem Tour, there's no bumps, nothing like that. You can use a bunch of aluminum steering components, you know, stuff on the car. The Midwest Tour is all steel. Once again, bump stops, a little bit lighter. I think 100 pounds lighter, a little more left side weight.
So just different componentry, but a unique twist on the modified that you see around pavement. Cody Stickler, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, four-time winner at Snowball Derby Mod Division, Midwest Modified Tour winner from Toledo. He's won the modifieds of Mayhem, the Nashville. He's got the guitar. But you also run a couple of other divisions at one of your home tracks at Auburndale Speedway. Does that benefit you in the modified, or does the modified benefit you trying to run a late model at one of your home tracks?
I think a little bit of both. You know, there's stuff in the late model that I feel like helps me in the modified, and then vice versa too. You know, they're different race cars. I think a modified might be a little bit harder to drive just because it's, you know, 300-400 pounds lighter and just as much motor, smaller tire. So, they're both just different, but I feel like they balance out and help me driving both cars.
Wow, it's got to feel like with all that motor, but the smaller tires, would it be like if we sat you in a shopping cart and tried to make those little wheels do the magic?
Yeah, pretty close.
Well, there you go. Cody Stickler, the vision of him squatted in a shopping cart while somebody tries to push him around may never wash out. But we certainly enjoying having Cody on, chatting with us about his win and the racing that he does as one of the top modified stars in all of American motorsports. He's our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, including Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. So, unique story about how you got into racing. What's this about? Your grandfather wouldn't put you in a race car early on?
No. So he had race cars back in the day. He raced a little bit himself. Then his son, which was, you know, my uncle, they raced. They had modifieds and stuff like that there for a while. And it was just a bad falling out with him, and put a bad taste in my grandfather's mouth. And he always said he would never get into racing again. And I always wanted to race, but he wouldn't give me the chance just because, like I said he wasn't getting back into it. And when I was about 14, one of his buddies had a pure stock, which is basically a street stock, you know, stock class, and asked me if I wanted to race, and I was like, heck yeah. And I won the second time out, third time out, fourth time out. And then the guy Ricky, who I was driving the car for, he was moving back to Tennessee, so that left me with, you know, nothing to race. And my grandpa got a little soft and felt bad, so he ended up buying the car. We raced that for a couple of years, and we bought a Sportsman and modified, and he was back in it. And That was how I got my start in racing.
Well, we're glad that your grandpa's friend saw the light at the end of the potential in that tunnel, and that grandpa came around and got Cody Stickler back out onto the racetrack for all these amazing, just tremendous modified wins on pavement across the country. Cody, thanks for taking the time to join us on here. Congratulations on your Glass City 50 victory. All those snowballs, the guitar from Nashville. We could go on and on, but we appreciate you taking the time. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
Hey, Joey Logano here, the driver of the number 22 Hunt Brothers Pizza Ford Mustang. What can a three-time champion do by the end of this ad? A pit stop and grabbing a hunk of pizza at the closest convenience store near you. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
We've got more PRNs at the Track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Folks, it's Doug Rice. Did you know you can take PRN with you anywhere by downloading the PRN mobile app? You can listen to our live races just about any place on the planet, and you will not miss a second of the action. Plus, you can hear our shows like the fantastic editions of Fast Talk, plus Brett McMillan on the Pit Reporters and Mark Garrow with Garage Pass. Get all the latest racing information right at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app, available at the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
The speed, the drama, the only NASCAR race in California. The Toyota Save Mart 350 NASCAR Weekend rolls into Sonoma Raceway July 11th through 13th. 3 days of high-speed thrills, edge-of-your-seat action, and family fun in the heart of wine country. Bring the whole family. Kids tickets start at just $10. Don't miss NASCAR's biggest stars battling for victory. Get your tickets now at SonomaRaceway.com. This is NASCAR. This is California. This is Sonoma.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. All across the world of grassroots racing, there are things happening. Get out, support grassroots racing, and certainly follow it all on PRN at the Track on our social media. I'm Lenny Baticki. and we'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the Track was brought to you by Cookout, Fresh Shakes, Burgers, and Barbecue, and by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.